Good morning. It's 8:06. I'm Carson Cooper. This is WUSF 89.7 News. A new poll shows the race for governor in Florida still too close to call. Quinnipiac University survey of 817 likely voters was conducted between last Wednesday through Monday. It reveals 43% of voters support Democrat Charlie Crist and 40% support Republican incumbent Rick Scott. But the margin of error is greater than that difference, meaning it's pretty much a tie. Libertarian Adrian Wiley earned 8%. Amendment 2 has been getting a lot of attention this year. That's the medical marijuana amendment. But what about Amendment 3? That's the proposal that would change how an outgoing governor could appoint judges who happen to be leaving office at the same time. And perhaps it's not capturing the voting public's imagination like the Pot Amendment, but it's still a pretty big deal. Amendment 3 would give an outgoing governor the right to appoint replacement judges. Right now, Florida law is evidently fuzzy on that process. Say an incumbent governor has lost a re-election bid. Should he or she be allowed to appoint judges after Election Day? That could come up in 2019 when three Florida Supreme Court judges will be forced out by term limits just as the governor is taking office. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Tom Lee of Brandon says the law needs to be clear. Howard Simon with the ACLU says doing so in the Constitution is not the way to go.
There are so many other ways to address a possible ambiguity than taking the serious action of removing the power from a newly elected governor and giving it to an unaccountable lame duck governor.
The three justices leaving in 2019 are Fred Lewis, Barbara Perriente, and Peggy Quince, who make up the left-leaning majority of the court. Bigger than baseball, that's what Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn said about the effect of a new medical school in downtown Tampa. WSS Mark Schreiner reports on the proposed move of the University of South Florida Morsani Medical School.
The USF Board of Trustees Health Workgroup has approved a plan to build a downtown facility that would be home to a number of properties, including the Morsani Medical School and the Heart Institute. The building would be at least 12 stories tall. It would be joined by a medical office structure and 1,800-vehicle parking garage on an acre of land at Channelside and Meridian, donated by Tampa Bay Lightning owner Jeff Vinnick. Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn, one of the biggest proponents of the project, says a downtown medical school would mean more to the city than bringing the Tampa Bay Rays over from St. Petersburg.
The students that work here will fill up the buildings that will be built. The retail will follow to service the medical students. I mean, it really is a more sustainable economic engine than just an arena or a baseball stadium.
By way of disclosure, Buckhorn's wife is an associate vice president at USF Health. The projected cost for the building is between $150 and $163 million. Including money it's already received from the state, USF plans to ask the Florida legislature for a total of $112 million in funding. The full USF Board of Trustees will take up the proposal at its December 4th meeting. Mark Schreiner, WUSF 89.7 News.
Sunny, breezy today, a high of 77. Julie Marquez of Bay News 9 says clear and cool tonight, a low of 59. Windy and cold tomorrow, high 66. Sunny and breezy Sunday with a high of 70. It's 8:09.